Hi there. A quick note before we begin the episode. Did you know that Atlas Lingue has its own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life. In this audiobook, we share additional exclusive commentaries on each episode with brand new insights and examples on the subject that we can't stop thinking about, how humans translate everything that comes their way. Also remember, when you buy Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. So find Atlas Lingue, The Layers of Language Behind Everyday Life, on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's more Mexican than mole de olla? Well, a German VW Beetle, of course, a.k.a. un bochito. But why? This Beetle, which you may also know as a Volkswagen sedan or Type 1, began production in 1938 in Germany, just before World War II. After the war, production expanded throughout and beyond Germany, and while they were kind of phased out by the late 1970s in much of Europe and North America, they still had plenty of life in other parts of the world. And one of those places is Mexico. Volkswagen opened its first Mexican plant in Puebla in 1964. And since then, Mexico has been in love with the Beetle, where it's better known as the Vocho, or Vochito. It arrived in Mexico at a time when most cars were American models with large engines. And all of a sudden, here's this German car that's much smaller, saves fuel, and fits much better in the tight streets of many Mexican cities and towns. It didn't take long for the Vocho to become a staple of Mexican urban life. For a long time, the taxis in Mexico City were VW Beetles, and many families owned one. Like, if you yourself don't have one, you have an uncle or grandparent or some other relative who does. And people get creative with their decoration. Like, seriously, look at these. Also, do you know that game Punch Buggy, where you punch someone next to you whenever you see one of these cars?
Punch Buggy Red!
Ow, you are such an amateur! Punch Buggy White!
Well, Mexico has that, but just for yellow ones, so it's Bochito Amarillo. Anyway, like in the rest of the world, Bochos gradually started to become obsolete. And eventually, in 2003, Volkswagen Mexico released a VW Beetle Última Edición. And on July 30th of that year, when the very last unit in the whole world was built on the assembly line, they decided to give it a proper farewell. That car, by the way, is now in the Volkswagen Museum in Wolfsburg, Germany. So that's the story of a German in Mexico. But if you now want to hear the story of a Mexican in Germany, I recommend you check our interview with Yo Andy. She's a YouTuber who has lived in Germany for several years now and documents her life there. What's funny though is that she originally didn't intend to stay for that long.
The reason why I came to Germany was actually to learn the language and then come back to work in one of those huge companies in Puebla, German companies like Volkswagen and Audi. I have one daughter that is already 2.5 years old and I have a baby right now, but it's been quite a journey and very interesting to see my daughter grow with this mixture, you know, of two cultures, two completely different cultures.
Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, it's Luis here, and I want to tell you about a show we've been listening to called The Pulso Podcast. There are a lot of podcasts that cover Latino culture and news, but this is one of the first we've heard that really utilizes the throughline of history to provide more context and nuance to our stories. From the halls of Congress to the stages of Broadway, even the food we consider to be American, Latinos helped build this country. and we're not going anywhere. Yet most podcasts are still lacking Latino representation behind and in front of the mic. The Pulso podcast is a Latina-hosted, Latina-produced show that explores untold stories and unheard voices shaping the experiences of nuestra gente. They've covered topics from beauty standards and gender equality to mental health and food origins. And did you know that there is an official Spanish version of the Star Spangled Banner? Or that a team of Mexican lawyers changed the future of segregation laws in the 50s? To hear more, check out the Pulso podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.